You're in the middle seat.
Yeah.
We always put the weakest person in the... just kidding. That's a joke.
Now we have a strong opener, a solid middle, and then the anchor on the end.
That's we're really all good. Golden.
We're like the best. We're like the best toboggan team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like cool
always,
runnings.
Always equated stab to a toboggan team.
A Jamaican toboggan team.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab. Stab.
Okay. Oh my God. Hey, welcome to Stab.
So many people.
Christ. There's a lot of people here. It's like a Promise Keepers convention. I don't know. Hey guys, welcome to Stab. Episode number something. 50 something. Welcome to Stab. Thank you guys for being here. Are you ready to meet your contestants? Nick Bruner. Daniel the Middle Mandela. Jesse, the sixth man, Jones. I'm your host, John Ross. This is a show called Stab. Thanks for being here. Hey, Nick, you hold wine in a very weird way. It's not I don't want to gentrify it. I don't know.
You don't want to gentrify it?
No, I mean,
it's probably
I think that's
the
how gentrifiers hold
way.
Wine, actually.
Oh, okay.
That is.
Yeah, well.
Can someone take a picture and put it on Twitter?
I think we should. Could, yeah.
Well, you hold it by by the bottom like this, so that you don't hold the bulb or the bowl or whatever mm-hmm. it's called, the glass, so you don't warm your wine unnecessarily.
Mm. Who wants?
I work in public radio. That's right.
All right.
It's the most public radio thing we've
seen. It seems really pop. yeah. That's a very NPR way of. I mean, that's better. That's better.
I have an assessment of the wine.
That's a little less pompous. Yeah, I mean.
Let me.
No.
Let me go back.
There you go.
There you go. You got to have a strong stem on that. if you're gonna, okay.
Yes, you do.
You got to have. All right. I mean, what's wrong with warm wine? Is my question.
I thought red was supposed to be warm. No.
Room temperature, but apparently the room temperature in France is quite chilly. So.
Especially
I don't know.
Now.
Take it for whatever
that's
worth.
Funny. That's not funny.
What's
no, I just made a French.
That was not was at all topical.
It was a French joke.
This makes me uncomfortable.
It's a lot of cold things in France. It's a cold day. Jesus in heaven. Nick Bruner, thank you for being here. Nick, I don't know if you guys knew this about Nick. Nick hates the French.
What?
That's weird.
I really. Today, do not. I'm putting all of that aside.
Okay.
For at least
solidarity.
A week. At least a week.
Jesus.
Sorry. Okay, this thing will go online in four weeks, so it's fine.
It's plenty of time.
We'll be on to our next
tragedy. All blown over by then.
There'll be another shooting by then. Yeah, we'll be.
We'll have to change our profile pictures to another flag by then.
All right. Hopefully the ISIS one. What? I don't know.
That would be weird.
That'd be hard. I don't think it would show up, would it? Because it's black and you wouldn't be able
to... Well,
I
just don't... It seems like it's supposed to be solidarity, but then it's celebratory. It's, I don't know.
I stand with PP. All right. Daniel Mandela.
Hey.
What's up?
Not a lot.
That's good.
Yeah.
Not a lot?
Not a lot.
You seem...
Tired?
You seem tired.
I'm very tired.
You're very tired?
Yes.
I'm sorry we asked you to do I'm sorry we woke you
it's
to do
okay.
the show.
I was sedated on Monday, and I think I'm still a little bit sedated.
It's good. All the way.
So it'll make it
that's some
really
good sedation.
Funny.
Yeah. It'll be good. Well, thank you for being here. I don't know if you knew this. Daniel Mandela is a baby lion. No, she's a baby lion. She's my little baby lion.
I have no argument. That's true.
Because you know it's fucking true, Danielle. Jesse Jones, he's at the end.
Hey.
He's right there.
It's true.
How are you?
Not bad.
Not good?
Oh, I well, now I'm questioning.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know how you're doing.
Oh.
Jesse Jones, he's here again.
It was all right for a change.
He's on every show ever.
Pretty much.
Not even these ones. He's on a bunch of other ones, too.
Yeah. You pull up a show anywhere at any time.
That's right. Jesse Jones will be on. I don't know if you knew this about Jesse Jones. Jesse Jones is a polygamist. He is. That's what I've heard.
Well, amateur. Haven't gone pro with it yet.
That's good. All right, let's. All right, I think we need just an energy check in this room.
We're good.
I feel like we're all very. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I'm hype. I'm
you're
up.
You're too hype?
I'm like seven and a half Mandelas. <I'm just>
All right, let's play Stab. Ooh, that was nice. That was a nice transition. This first segment's called This Was Today Once. You see how I changed the energy in my voice? Like there's people here. It's for a segment called This Was the Day Once. Nick Bruner on this date, 1105. Magnulfo is elected the anti-pope as Sylvester the IV, the fourth. Mm-hmm. I should know that. I'm also the fourth. you know what else happened on this day? Also
what?
On this date, 1962, Kirk Hammett, American guitarist, songwriter of Metallica, The Spastic Children, and Exodus, was born. How did you celebrate these events in tandem?
Well, John, I celebrate the way that I celebrated every year, by lobbying the United States of America to make this a national goddamn holiday. Come on, America, get on the stick! Contributions between these two are Lincoln and Kennedy-esque, as are their similarities. I don't know if you knew this or not, but Sylvester IV, who friends would refer to privately as anti-pope superstar, would end every one of his sermons with a "Thank you, friends," which is a little-known fact that a littler-known biblical scholar named Kirk Hammett would pass along to his pal James Hetfield. On the coincidences keep on a-coming. Hammett, who, as you know, is always introduced as, oh, this is Kirk Hammett, you know, the guitarist from Exodus. He took a lot of inspiration from the anti-pope and the majority of the Ride the Lightning and Master of Puppets records. You can read the liner notes. It's all in there somewhere. And nobody liked Sylvester IV's later work either. So there was that. But as to how I actually celebrated, it's an elaborate ritual. I'm not going to bore you with it. But it involves my Lars Ulrich body pillow. A German Bible, capital G, and listening to all of my Metallica albums backwards. Hail Satan.
Very good. Nick Bruner, that's what he did today in regards to those things. Danielle.
I'm up.
Okay, good.
Hey.
Danielle, it's time for school. On this date, 1307, according to legend, William Tell shoots an apple off his son's head. Also on this very date, 1978, the Jonestown, Guyana, is that where it's from? Jim Jones led his People's Temple to a mass murder-suicide, what claimed 918 lives in all, 909 of them in Jonestown itself, including over 270 children. Congressman Leo Ryan is murdered by the members of the People's Temple just hours earlier. How did you celebrate these happenings?
Well, I didn't have to think too hard about it, actually. I really didn't have to think at all. It was kind of planned out for me. So after the show, I'm going to go over to Temple Coffee and meet up with a couple hundred friends. And one of my friends, he set up this game where we're going to bob for apples in a big thing of Kool-Aid.
Okay.
So the more the merrier. You guys can all come if you want to. Yeah, that's it.
Very good. That sounds like a good time. That sounds... Jesse Jones, on this date, 1905, Prince Carl of Denmark becomes King Hakon VII of Norway. Also on this date, 1984, Johnny Christ, American bass player of Avenged Sevenfold, was born. How about it?
I'm sorry, John. Were you addressing me? For you see, I no longer answer to the name which once tied me to the common people, such as yourself. Gone is stab panelist and all around ruggedly handsome bearded man of hilarity, Jesse Jones. Replaced by the dashingly sophisticated and jauntily mustachioed ruler of all things, witty and jocular, High Emperor Groucho the Second, unquestioned lord of all Stabdonia. That which follows are the decree of High Emperor Groucho the Second, and will henceforth be held as the laws of the land of Stabdonia, which exists from 8 p.m. to approximately 9:45 every first and third Wednesday of the month at Luna's Cafe in Sacramento, every first Tuesday of the month at Lost Weekend Video in San Francisco. Luna's Cafe and Lost Weekend Video. Buy a smoothie, rent a movie. Why not? Would it kill you? Decree the first! All citizens of Stabdonia shall express their appreciation for the evening's festivities not in thank yous or post-show compliments, but in Stabdonia's new sole form of currency, which from here forward shall be fellatio! Or, in the occasional case of lady guests...
Thank you.
Inverse fellatio!
Inverse fellatio.
Degree the second! New metal is barred from the land, you're welcome! Decree the third! Thursdays are ice cream Thursdays! On any Thursday that a stab show may fall, bring a knife and a clean stab-themed dish to the show to receive ice cream. Stab ice cream may only be eaten with a knife. Decree the fourth! In order to avoid any possible future confusion, cases where resolution is not already clearly outlined and compensation is at all in question, defer to decree the first! High Emperor Groucho II has spoken and looks forward to receiving your appreciations after the show.
That was This Was Today Once.
The crowd doubled, apparently, while I was doing
that. Yeah, just, yeah, thank you for being here. They walked in right when you said, fellatio!
That is the exact
and then
perfect
they walked
time
faster.
To walk in. Yeah,
yeah. That's all we need to do is go outside and scream that. I think that'll...
We would probably get more people.
Yeah, there we go. Let's change the name to fellatio. It's kind of like stab. This next segment is called the Topical Haiku Challenge. Please have composed three haiku in regard to the following topical story. This week in Barbie news, for the first time in the company's existence, a boy has appeared in a Barbie commercial. Yeah, yeah. You should look shocked.
Striking a blow for men's rights everywhere.
Yeah. Please have written three haiku. Nick Brunner will start with your first haiku in regards to the first boy in a Barbie commercial.
Go, boy, strike a blow. Blonde, corporate, nippleless youth. There are none like you.
Very good. Danielle.
So now I suppose you're expecting an award? It's 2015.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point. Sure. That's a fair point.
Nobody cares.
No. My first is titled The Genderless Boyfriend. Did you hear that, Ken? Guess that makes it official. You groinless non-man.
Nick Bruner, second.
Picking up where Jesse left off. Little plastic groin. Smooth, sexless, pubescent child. You will know their fear.
Wow. That was scary.
I didn't mean to be so scary.
Danielle, number two.
Too little, too late. Home beat Rousey. Ken is Kate. Commercials are lame.
Yeah. Anecdotal.
It's just too true for everybody. Second is titled Equal Opportunity Depression. Now both boys and girls can learn the joys of insane standards of beauty.
Bring us home with a third of three haiku, Nick Bruner.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. You're in for an ass whooping. Jocks don't understand.
Very good. Danielle.
My opinion hasn't changed from the start, you guys. So. My five-year-old calls Mattel's idea of progress egregiously flawed.
Jesse Jones.
See, I ended up with one too many, and I'm not sure if I should go in Danielle's
just do both of them.
Feminist. I don't want to do that. Seems like obnoxious.
Yeah, I did. I mean, yeah.
So I'm gonna go with Danielle's theme, sort of.
Okay.
With my third titled "Not So Fast." Good job, feminists. Boys with Barbie dolls. What's next? Respecting women.
Oh, that was very good. There, that's the end of the topical haiku challenge. It was very choir preachy. Yeah.
I think we united some people here tonight. Yeah.
Jesse, would you yell fellatio again? Just for
inverse.
Inverse fellatio.
Inverse fellatio.
All right. This next segment. Oh, that was the topical haiku challenge. Did we recognize that as the end of a set? Okay. All right. This next segment is called Reorganization, a fan favorite. Take these existing acronyms or acronym. Please take this existing acronym, reimagine it. What does it now stand for? Who or what does it now represent? Today's acronym, MSG. MSG. We're going to go ahead and start with Nick Bruner with MSG.
Well, MSG, of course, as you know, stands for My Super Giant, which is the upcoming sequel to the 1998 hit comedy by Billy Crystal called My Giant. Mm. Do you remember this film?
I do.
Of course you do. It's a classic! So, I mean, it's about a guy, I guess, who buys a very tall other guy. Nobody made it past the trailer. Nobody cares now. Not for My Super Giant. Now where this is coming. But according to Amazon, Billy Crystal stars in this comedy of incredible proportions about a sleazy talent agent who discovers that love and friendship are more important than ambition and wealth. This is a movie that was so inconsequential that Amazon forgot to put a space between the words more and important, and we are going to sequelize this tonight, America. Hey, you annoyed with the glut of superhero films? Billy Crystal doesn't care. In fact, he is self-financing the straight-to-VHS in 2015 future classic. As we cut to the Romanian wilds to find Sam trudging, looking for his giant, Max, and get him back in the movies. Plus now there's, I don't know, like a sass-talking CGI baby voiced by Nicki Minaj or some shit. I don't know. Points are missed. Basic humanity goes entirely ignored for hilarity about how tall a guy is. And about how short the guy is. Oh, man. And then some lame spoof on superhero films. I don't know. You guys just put it all together. It'll be fine. This summer, from the writers of Epic Movie and Movie, comes My Super Giant. There's a plot there somewhere.
Didn't that giant die?
No, I thought so, too.
I thought he was dead.
He was, well, I looked him up on, I did a lot more research on my giant than I ever thought I would in my whole life today. I was on IMDb. The guy's still alive. I thought he had died, too.
Really?
At least they didn't mention that he was dead.
Isn't Billy Crystal dead?
Billy Crystal, she might be. I don't know.
I don't like giants. I think they should be dead. All right.
The giant was in an Eminem video.
Was he?
Yeah.
That giant was in
that giant. His giant was in an Eminem video.
Are we talking about Andre?
No, this is not Andre. What's that?
George Embiresons. Was he a basketball player also?
You totally know that guy's how to pronounce and say his last name.
You guys should make this movie together.
Yeah. Or we could go to the next person.
Let's do that.
All right, Danielle Mandela, what does MSG mean to you?
Sedation apparently makes me really political. Merci Satirique Grandeur, which means, roughly translated by freetranslation.com, thank you satirical greatness, and it represents a group of people dedicated to fighting injustice with satire and social commentary that's really biting. which I think is awesome because I'm looking like across the stage and really in most of the room, and I think we'd all be pretty useless on any kind of physical battlefield. So we have a safe place now where we can use our words.
That's great. This is feels good. It feels good. Jesse Jones, what does MSG mean to you, please?
Well, some of you may have heard of the International Star Registry, a website where for just $34.99, you can name a star for your most loved ones. Their words, not mine. Most loved ones. And sure, naming a star after someone is certainly one of the most thoughtful and unique gifts you can give for birthdays, anniversaries, Christmas, graduations, weddings, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day, or for any other special occasions. But what if you're looking for something a little more extra special for your most loved ones? Well, if you want a... sorry. More extra special for... what if you want to make a star gay?
Make a star gay?
Yes. I have half a page more to explain that to you. Well, that's where the good folks at MSG, or the Multinational Stargagistry, comes in. When you register a star with Multinational Stargagistry for just $17.49, that's less than half the price of the other guys, you'll receive a personalized certificate of gagistry, including the star's name, location, and just how gay it now is. A star map which outlines and IDs the exact location of your star and which nebula are hotspots for gaseous flamers cruising for anonymous hookups. We'll also include our limited edition digital photo book, Gay Space, free of charge. The 75-page book contains some of the hottest uncensored star-on-star action ever captured by the Hubble Space Telescope. And finally, you'll get your star's fact sheet, which gives you all the information you could ever want about your star's sexual history, personalized fetishes, and detailed information on which neighboring celestial bodies your newly outed star is totally sucking off or eating out.
Jesus Christ.
So what are you waiting for? Fellatio or inverse fellatio? So what are you waiting for? Get your gift from the Multinational Stargagistry today, because there's no better way... Just tell that special someone in your life, happy birthday. Rigel is totally giving it to Antares, like, on the regular.
That was reorganization. This next segment is called Write an Erotic Poem About It, although I feel like I've heard many already. All of you have been given a topic to write an erotic poem about. Nick Bruner, you were given the topic of Paul Giamatti. Danielle Mandela, you were given the topic your personal finances. Jesse Jones, you were given the topic of Pixar films. We're going to start with Nick Bruner, an erotic poem about Paul Giamatti.
I love the poetry parts. Brings up my inner Angelou.
She's dead.
Oh, this is a real bummer show. All right, let's bring it back around. Paul Giamatti. P and G, more for me like NC-17. A fleshy mob scene. A bacchanalian cistern of doughy, potato-faced talent. Leaves me, keeps me begging for carnal pleasures. Twisting, writhing lips and tongues, twisting with wild abandon of the planet of the apes, until I'm left covered in your American splendor. Right ways, wrong ways, we always do it sideways. I am one, I am two, I am three, I am 12 years a slave for your lust. This lady in the water of her own making.
Very good. Rick Bruner, making us hot with Paul Giamatti. Danielle Mandela, please have written an erotic poem in regards to your personal finances.
I wrote three haikus and then I crammed them together.
Okay.
Because that's what erotic means to me. A slippery slope, never satisfied with you, but I keep trying. Quickly in, then out. Hand over fist, you leave me, always wanting more. High and dry. Five fingers are not enough. No grease in these palms.
Very good. Very good. Very good, Danielle. Jesse Jones, an erotic poem about Pixar films.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It's going to have a feel similar to Nick's. So maybe I'll throw emphasis.
Differently, yeah.
I've got a one-eyed monster to show you. And it's sure to fill up your scream tank. So why don't you slide down my pants and we play a little game of Finding Nemo. I call it that because one of my balls is damaged and useless. But what comes out of the other one just keeps swimming.
Oh, just ruining childhoods right now.
You did it.
Yeah.
Don't ever think about stuffing me in a balloon when I'm up. Nothing can distract me from your cute, fuzzy little squirrel. We're going to start with a slow cruise down Route 66 before I make a hard left turn and merge onto Interstate 69. I'm going to chew up your asphalt, girl. Ka-chow! I'm going to bang you inside out. I'm going to take your night from sadness to joy. Interspersed with brief, sexy bouts of fear, anger, and disgust. It's going to be like my dick's on autopilot when I'm banging you off the Wally. When the night's over, you'll be calling me Mr. Incredible. And I'm going to stretch out your inside so deep and wide, I hope you're elastic, girl. If you're up for something a little kinky later, I'll hit the toy box, pull out Buzz, Woody, and Squeaker, give you a little Toy Story 1, Toy Story 2, and if you think you can handle it, we can find some room for Toy Story 3. Bugs Life, Ratatouille, Brave.
That was Write an Erotic Poem About It. Thanks for doing that, guys. This final segment of the first show, we do have a second show. It's called Location, Location, Location. All of you run businesses in shitty locations, please make us want to come and shop those places. Nick Brunner, you run a bathhouse with no baths. Make us want to come. Yeah. Let's go.
I mean, come on. You don't come here to this part of town to get no baths. We all know the score, but the FCC says we can't openly advertise certain services. So it's time for me to tell you about Jerry's Bathless Bathhouse. Conveniently located in Camden's scenic drug and gun-free zone, this house of legitimate repute is here for all your needs. Jerry's Bathless Bathhouse knows that discretion is important to our clientele, so don't take no offense when we ask about whether you may or may not be affiliated with this or that law or drug enforcement agency. We're merely identifying those great heroes that keep this city fantastic. There was that one guy, that one time that guy got a little upset. You know what I'm talking about. He took offense, and, you know, Jerry's was the first group of folks to send flowers to his fucking hospital. You know, we tell you that for free right now. Whether your day has gone to the dogs or you're celebrating a happy occasion, let the staff at Jerry's bend over backwards to reach around the troubles of your day and leave you feeling like $1 million or $2,295. Find our coupon in the Camden Examiner. Never mind the scissors, just bring the whole paper in, and our staff will tug it out for you. Because life is full of stresses. Puritanically seated body hate, so pent up that you're holding meetings about whose ass to beat over it? That's no laughing matter. Come out of the closet and into our hands at Jerry's Bathless Bathhouse off the 676 down the alley between Evans and Royden Streets. Jerry's! Don't make me come out and say it.
Very good. Bathhouse with no bathhouse. Danielle Mandela, it's your turn. You run a vegan cafe in a town only populated by Tyrannosaurus Rexes.
I'll make this quick because I understand that you're a freaking hangry dinosaur. Here at Chris Pat's Vegan Hipster Cafe, we lure only the freshest, young, vegan-fed, suburban, sprawl-raised hipsters to our dining room for your hunting pleasure. We invite your prey to bring their oversized Beats by Dre and take part in a trendy silent dance party to keep them moving at all times to ensure a quick and hassle-free kill for you and your family. So do us all a favor and come eat at Chris Pratt's Vegan Hipster Cafe.
Very good. Very good. Now, Jesse, it's your turn.
Yep.
And I meant to put this on the second show.
Oh.
So people wouldn't leave.
No, this will be fine.
Okay, good. Jesse, here's the business that you started. You just opened, like this past week, a comedy club in France.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's
wanted
fine.
To end. Okay.
You, it's fine.
You did okay?
It's fine.
You doing all right?
Oh, yeah.
We could skip
oh,
it.
Oh, I'm fine. It's the rest. Of, but it's okay. Fine.
We do have a second show, everyone.
Do you know what it is funny? The falling down, the physical humor, the absence of clear rational explanations for the cruelty in the world. These are funny, no? Francois Le Chocolat is the home of the highest caliber comedy ha-has, joke-telling professionals, and absurdist farces highlighting humanity's grotesque barbarism towards one another and the futility of existence. All laugh-out-loud riot, no? The opening week festivities at Francois Le Chocolat have been a monumental success, with many guests praising last week's presentation of the show Comedy Triage. our weekly performance piece in which cots are set up in the crowd and mimes dressed as nurses meander through the aisles applying comically large bandages. The show was initially sparsely attended, but suddenly a stream of comedy fans burst through the door in a frenzy and lay in the seats. They go so far as to spray themselves with the fake blood to fit the theme of the show. Unexpected, but appreciated. They laugh until they cry. Though, to be fair, many were crying when they arrived. So it is uncertain which come first. Such is life, no? So come to Francois Le Chacul this week for everyone's favorite long-running show. Bernie Flags, miscellaneous flag burning spectacular. Crowd participation encouraged. Bring a flag, have it burn, and laugh at a life so cruel. Vive la ha ha!
Oh my god. That was Stab. Take a knee.
Yeah, it's fine.
Everyone had their mouth covered, but they were all laughing really hard.
Never too soon, people.
All right, guys. Yeah, let's hear for Nick Brenner. Daniel Mantella.
Hey.
Jesse Jones. Oh, god damn it. Stay for the next show. Okay, we're good.